Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
And thank you, my good boy, Al, from Al Shaw Voice Box. Thank you, Al. He's the main man, does all my voice work. You know, like I do it myself, but he does so much better than I do. But anyway, thank you, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show for a Sunday. It's April 19th, I believe it is, 2015. Thank you, everybody, for joining me, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thank you for making the Ron Kelly Show a part of your Sunday morning. Thanks so much for joining us. A little bit late, but you know this internet is just, you know, we're going to get off this thing one day. Very soon. We'll give you details on that later on. But anyway, thank you, everybody, so much for joining Ron Kelly Show this morning. A beautiful Sunday morning after a glorious Saturday afternoon yesterday up in the near mid-70s. It was absolutely stupendous. Spring has sprung, everybody, so I'm looking forward to a great summer season after one of the most horrible winters I think on record, especially the Northeast, New York City metropolitan area. I'm sure there were other areas. Buffalo, New York, upstate New York, horrific. Boston got record amounts of snow. So, you know, everybody's enjoying the great weather, and so am I. And I'm sure you are too, so thank you very much for joining us today. All right, later on the show, Loretta Lynch Watch. Loretta Lynch Watch. Also, we'll have an update on the William Scott murder case down in South Carolina, North Charleston, South Carolina. The police officers still in jail. It's quite unusual for a police officer to be in jail after killing a black person, but I guess we're moving up the food chain a little bit. But anyway, that and also a whole lot more right here this morning on Ron Kelly Show. Everybody's strapped in and stay tuned. And tell a friend, yes, we are on the air. And we're here every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Sunday morning. The internet cooperates. But anyway, we'll be talking to Wayne Smith a little bit later on, the Honorable Mayor Wayne Smith, City of Irvington, New Jersey. He's flying out to Chicago, I believe it is. This is Chicagoland. And I did remind him of the time difference. It's an hour difference. So right now it's 9 o'clock, 9:46. And I'm sorry, 9:13 in Chicago right now, Central Time. So hopefully he won't get the time mixed up, and he'll call in a little bit later on with us, let us know what's going on with him out there in Chicagoland. And shout out to Dr. Susanna Flores, who is the author of the book. It's called Face Hooked, and you'll see yours truly on the back cover. Yes, I made the cover. the back cover. Next one will be on front. Anyway, the book is called Space Hook, and the book is all about how the internet affects people's lives, and it does. You know, and the internet does affect people's lives, and why do people put their personal information on Facebook, whether they're a recovering addict or whether the divorce issues or children's issues. I just cringe when I see people do that, because you never know who's listening or who's watching this internet thing. And, you know, it's a well-known fact that the government and other folks, employers, et cetera, are watching their employees and seeing what they're saying. I mean, how often do you see people get fired or get in some kind of trouble? If they don't get fired, they get something goes on because of what they post. Something racial or sexual, or if you're a school teacher and you're talking about sadomasochism, you're going to be in trouble. You know, you're going to be in trouble. So you have to be careful what you say on the internet, especially now. Let's say you work in a hospital, for example. You're working in a hospital and you, let's say you're a nurse, an RN, and you were a drug abuser at one time. And now you are on the internet talking about celebrating clean time. Now, everybody's open to do whatever it is they want to do. I find it a little, you know, strange that folks would choose to do that. But let's say you're working in a hospital, for example, and you come in contact with prescription drugs occasionally. And it can affect you. If you say you're a recovering addict, for example, and somebody, the hospital administrator or somebody reads that on Facebook, you're going to be in trouble. You may lose your job because the hospital is probably not going to want to take a risk of having you possibly relapse with their drugs. And then the publicity that comes with that, the bad publicity that comes with that, that a member of the staff was abusing drugs. And, you know, so everything that happened, every patient that person touched, you know, they're going to be looking, especially if something went wrong. There's going to be some issues. So I just can't understand why people, and we'll have Dr. Flores come on the show at some point. We'll have her come on the show and talk about these things. She's a clinical psychologist, licensed clinical psychologist, and author. So we'll have her come on a program one day soon, and we'll have her come in and talk about this stuff. But it is a little, you know, I find it a little creepy that folks will put their most personal information on Facebook, for example. I mean, the selfie's okay. You know, you got a promotion, great, wonderful. Maybe there might have been a death in the family. Oh, okay. You know, and it's funny how the bad news gets the most, speaking of the internet and social media, especially Facebook, it's funny how how death, you get thousands of people. Let's say, for example, you got a promotion or something great happened, and you get crickets. Outside of the handful of people you actually really know or have a relationship with on Facebook, outside of them, you hear crickets. But let somebody die, parents die, or something happened, gravely ill, and you get it. So many, you get 1,000 likes and 1,000,000 comments when something goes wrong in your life. But when everything's fine or if something great happens, you get crickets. You hear the crickets. You know, and I find that like really, really weird. So, you know, that's the funny thing about social media. And we'll talk about that. We'll have Dr. Flora. I'll be in touch with her. Have her call into the program and we'll talk with her about Facebook and how those things affect people and how it affects their lives. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Loretta Lynch. We'll talk about Walter Scott. We'll talk about everything that you want to talk about. And of course, the phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3232. 347-426-3214. Facebook, Twitter, you can find us there. Ron Kelly Show. R. Kelly Show on Twitter. It's the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, take a break. We'll come right back with more. This is the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more. Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Well, yes, indeed, we are back at the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 22 minutes past the time the show was supposed to start. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. It's truly Ron Kelly back in the air chair, doing what I love to do for you guys every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And at the moment, it's on blogtalkradio.com. You know, I catch a lot of flack. Oh, by the way, phone number 347-426. 3214-347-3214. Anyone that is calling into the program, 347-426-3214. Now, yeah, I catch a lot of flack from African Americans, especially the people who are against police brutality, which I am totally against. And I think that, you know, the police brutality needs to be taken care of. When you look at the video of Walt Scott shot down like a dog. A dog. Michael Vick went to prison for years, and he didn't even kill the dog. But he went to prison for promoting dog fighting, which he was never there. Went to prison. And many of these officers, police officers, get away with murder. They don't even go to jail. I mean, shooting a person. There was some criticism about Black Lives Matter. There were some folks on the other side of the tracks that were saying all lives matter, which they do. But all lives are not being snuffed out. All lives are not winding up dead, or all lives are not wind up dead because, you know, over a traffic stop. You know, so we all lives do matter, but, you know, they're missing the point. These people are missing the point. You know, and on the other hand, there's some black folks that are missing the point in regards to police brutality and black on black crime. You know, and I catch a lot of flack, and, you know, folks tend to not listen to the program because of this, that, or the other. You know, and see, this is the thing with black folks. I catch flack for this all the time. You go, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm name calling, you know, all kinds of stuff, which is cool. You know, I can live with, you know, the blowback from things that I say on the air. But, you know, that's part of being a radio person now. But, you know, there's another issue here besides the Walter Scott's
of the world.
And again, I'm totally against it. That cop should go to jail for the rest of his life. But already they're circling the wagons. Geraldo is the biggest idiot on television. You know. Geraldo Rivera, what's Fox News? Used to be a Puerto Rican. Now he's a conservative white man. Coming out with these nonsensical statements. Just the biggest fool. This biggest, you want to talk about somebody who's flipping their own script. Just a total idiot. He goes on Fox News. He's saying that, that because the adrenaline was pumping, you know, his adrenaline was pumping. That's why he pumped 8 shots at the man, 5 hitting him in the back. 5 shots hitting him in the back. This idiot goes on air. And it's supposed to be, you know, he's allegedly a lawyer, a bad one, evidently, because, he started out with the Trayvon Martin thing, for example, saying that black kids shouldn't wear hoods. Why not? Why shouldn't black people wear hoods? You see white people wearing hoods when they're jogging in the park. I see it right here in New Jersey where I live. White folks are jogging up and down the street and they're wearing their hoods. Nobody's shooting in the back or the front. You know, nobody's confronting them about where they, where they're coming from and where they're going, as in the case of Trayvon Martin. And then you got people on LinkedIn, on social media, I should say, advocate, you know, saying, well, Zimmerman had it right. No, he didn't have it right. He's not a police officer. He doesn't like to stop anybody and ask them where they're going. He has no right. That's why he's going to have a living hell for the rest of his life, and I hope he does. He's having it now. Nobody wants to go near him. Too controversial. So he didn't get away with murder because his life is garbage right now. So good for him. Anyway, so, excuse me. So, now, Trayvon Martin, Walter Scott, shout out to I'll pull up a story in Chicago where very quickly the city paid a $5 million settlement to the family of the 17-year-old boy, 17-year-old who was gunned down, no other word, gunned down by the police. I'll pull it up. Gunned down by the police. So very quickly, they paid $5 million to the family of this boy who was murdered by the Chicago police. Quickly. But what happens to the officer? You know, I mean, I don't blame people for taking money. I mean, sure, the boy's dead and there's really not much you can do about that. But what happens to that? What happened to that officer? No mention of it in the stories. Google it. If you're near a computer, and you should be if you're looking for this program, Google it about the story in Chicago. Anyway, so getting back to what we talked about now, there's another issue here besides the police brutality. You know, this is the black-on-black brutality. You know, and people, you know, and I've been ridiculed by some black folks who kick me to the curb. They don't even talk to me anymore, which... I don't know them anyway, but they, you know, folks are tending to forget that there is such a thing as, you know, black on black crime. I don't worry about the police when I go outside. I mean, I kind of look at them with a third eye now, you know, but I'm not afraid of them. You know, I'm not afraid of the police. Am I aware? You know, yes, I'm aware. I know what's going on out here. People are getting shot. Black folks are getting gunned down. But I'm not afraid of the police. But see, now, in certain neighborhoods, especially, you know, state of New Jersey here, North, you know, Irvington, places like that, Camden, there's certain areas of me as an African-American, it can't drive through. And there's all African-Americans there. There's all black people there. And I'm a black man, and there's areas that I can't drive through or walk through. People tend to forget that, especially the advocates of police, you know, the people who were trying to
get police brutality. To stop police brutality is a culture. It's not, you know, it's a culture. And if there's a lot of things that have to be changed in order to eradicate police brutality, you're not really going to eradicate it completely because, you know, the one thing the academy can't, you can hide your racist. You can hide your racist. Just don't show anybody. When you go through the academy, you know, which I've gone through it, initially in the orientation, and there's a bunch of people in there. You can't tell who's racist and who's not. You can't tell who hates blacks or who hates whites. You can't tell just by looking at the person. And in the psych test, you can't tell. You know. So the only way that police brutality is going to go away is if the police begin to be punished for what they do. Then that's it. The police have to be punished for what they do. And they're not being punished. And it's a culture. Because, you know, there was a black officer, well, I mean, for example, with the North Charleston shooting, the killing of Walter Scott. There was a black officer there. He was the first one to arrive. Now, in the National Bar Association is a group of mostly black lawyers and judges were calling for this black cop's head because he was there. Let me just go off the track for a second. He was there. And he had to give a report too. Now, we all know that in the case of the shooting that the report was falsified. You see the officer after he killed Walter Scott and put handcuffs. Why would you have to put handcuffs on somebody who got shot in the back 5 times? What the hell do you need handcuffs for when a man was shot in the back 5 times? 5 times. Why do you need handcuffs? After, you know, there's no way that you can even move after you've been shot in the back 5 times. You're not going anywhere. And it wasn't close range, but it was close enough. You're talking about a Glock, you know, which is a powerful weapon. I own one. It's a very powerful handgun. And accurate. So this guy, you know, he needed to go back and be, he needed to go back to, in any case. Now, why would a man who's been shot 5 times need handcuffs? See, that was part of the plan. Put the handcuffs on him, make it look like he was moving around. And, you know, that man, if he hit that ground, he did not move at all. And there was a black cop there, and he filed a report, too. So what did his report say? And again, the National Bar Association is asking for this cop to be arrested and have his gun and badge pulled, which he should be, because what did his report say? He was right there with him. The black cop. What did his report say? So we understand that, you know, and I understand that. Black on black crime. I mean, it really pissed me off to see this man, Walter Scott, being gunned down by a police officer. And he wasn't even really running that fast. I mean, you know, 50 years old, how fast can you run? And, you know, he was shot down, gunned down. And it really disturbed me because I was actually able, because we were all able to see. And now, if that young man wasn't out there in that park, that would have been another case under the wing. And there's cases like this, you know, this happens all the time where black folks are killed by police officers. And all you have to do is say, and that's part of the problem. All you have to do is say, I was a fair mother. And boom, all the time. You clear your life, okay. And this one did the same thing. He said on his report, he was a fair mother. Like, now you clear your life of somebody who's 30 feet away, running away from you. So, you know, it's the culture, it's the punishment that doesn't fit the crime, it's something else that needs to be changed. It's the culture of police officers covering for each other, like that black officer who I believe you know what happened. I mean, he gets up on the scene. I mean, anybody, I mean, you see a man's got five bullet holes in his back. Right away, you're going to be like, well, what happened? You know, why'd you shoot this man five times in the back? So it's the blue wall does exist. So that's another problem. Police officers cover for each other, at least, especially black officers, who are the minority in most cases on police forces across the country, except for places like maybe New York and even there. New York, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, you know, big towns where black officers are probably the minority in most cases. And so this officer must have went along with whatever it was to, you know, keep from being ostracized by other officers, denied promotion, et cetera, because this is what happens when you don't go along with the program. You get buried. So it's part of the culture, you know, and now part of our culture, as far as black people, is not getting along. As soon as, you know, I don't agree with you, or you did something I didn't like, boom, that's it, you're finished. I got nothing to say to you. Which is really, really sad. You know, this is what black folks do. And I've heard a lot of black folks are saying these type of things. But they have to be said because we got to stop with our own blue wall. Our own, you know, don't say nothing because I don't want to, you know, I'm going off the program. You know, we have that peer pressure too in the black community. And so when folks like Ron Kelly and Ron Kelly Show comes along, you know, I get, you know, catch all kinds of flack because of some of the things that I said. We have to say these things. We have to be able to get along. We have to be able to learn how to get along with each other. We have to learn how to do that. There's people right now today that, you know, don't speak to me. That's fine. Like I said, I don't really know you, so you don't have to speak to me. You know, but I know that I'm right when I say that black folks need to be able to get along. Because we're never going to get this thing right unless we are able to work together. Hey, look, there's people that I may not be fond of, but I'm willing to work with them because it's bigger than me and it's bigger than them. You know, some of these folks don't realize that it's bigger than you. You know, it's not even about you. You know, it's about the future. And other African-Americans, and our kids that are running around right now, our toddlers are going to be men, you know, young toddler boys are going to be men at one time, at some point. We may no longer be around. So we think it's about them. It's not about you. So, you know, I don't take stuff personally. People don't want to talk to me. Okay, fine. Because it's not about us. It's about it's about the future. It's about what needs to be done. We need to stop with this. I don't want to speak to you because I don't get along with you. Or I don't want to speak to you because you said something I didn't like. I mean, give me a break. So what? You know, grow up. Because it's not about you. You're nobody when it comes to the big picture. I'm nobody when it comes to the big picture. So we need to learn to go together. We don't take a quick break later in a couple of minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about Loretta Lynch. Still on the fence. And the GOP and the Koop fringe Republicans holding up her nomination because they can't say that she's not qualified because clearly she is. So that's not even an issue. You know, but this is one of the GOP tactics where they hold up the president's, whatever the president does, it has to go through Congress. They hold it up and they try to tie. Yeah, thing. And see, that's what they do. That's what the GOP, the Koop fringe Republicans, the Tea Party, this is what they do. They stoop to extortion. That's what they do. They extort, you know, because they can't get what they want. So they use extortion. So now what they're doing is they're holding up the Loretta Lynch nomination. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. She clearly is qualified. Starts with being a black woman in their eyes, probably, which clearly she's qualified. There's no doubt about that. But now they're holding it up. And they're trying to get this human trafficking bill pushed through. that the president is not down with. So, okay, so this is what they do. They refuse the moves. And they use anything that they can. They use any tactic, any underhanded scheme, you know, that they can. In order to get what they want. So we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. We'll take a break and we'll come right back for more Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More. The fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show for a spectacular Sunday morning here in the Northeast New Jersey metropolitan. Northeast New Jersey, New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, I should say. Good morning. Once again, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. Glad to have you here. And we'll talk a little bit about, I can't even really talk about the people of the state. Can't even talk about the state. You can't. Shout out to Eric Moriarty. Shout out to Eric Moriarty. Somewhat of an assemblance of common sense, although a supporter of the GOP, someone who I know on LinkedIn, which turned me into a political hotspot. It's all social media right now. Twitter already was. Facebook is fast approaching. Shout out to Occupy Democrats and Progressive Oklahoma and the folks who are trying to make it happen in the on the political arena. Shout out to the House passed the tax exemption for the big donors. The Koch brothers, et cetera, et cetera. they passed a bill to give a tax exemption to the people who donate the most money. So the Sheldon Adelsons, the billionaire Las Vegas casino owner, the Koch brothers, the billionaire manufacturing conglomerate, Koch Industries, and these folks are giving tax breaks. So they donate even more money. Now, the Supreme Court already decided that there would be no limit on how much a political action committee can donate to a candidate. So it opens the door for billions and billions of dollars to be donated, and then even more money to be donated because you're going to get a tax break for what you donate. Yeah, that's the first thing. See, we're not the party of the rich, or we don't believe in that 1% stuff. See, now when this guy ran for president the last time he got beat to death, the Romney Ryan team, oh, we're not the party of the rich. And they tried to show so much concern for folks, just like Rubio is doing right now. Oh, the person, the single mom. Rubio voted against equal pay for women. Voted against it. He also voted against. He voted against equal pay for women. He voted against raising the minimum wage. But, you know, and he comes out of a speech last week and he's all so concerned about the people who don't have. No, you're not. Repeal and replace Obamacare. With what? You see, because Republicans have been talking about Obamacare for years. But what's the alternative? None. They don't have one. All they can do is just spout nonsense and with the, you know, the fear-mongering and the things that they're really, really good at. That's all they do. Well, if not Obamacare, then what? And Ted Cruz is even on Obamacare. He had to go on Obamacare because of something with his wife or whatever. How embarrassing is that? Now, the Senate, from what I understand, the Senate has the best health care in the world. They get it even after they retire. They still, after they lose, they still have health care for life, from what I'm understanding, the senators. So why is it necessary for Ted Cruz to go on Obamacare? Anyway, you know, this is what they do. They use the trickery, the three-card money, the shell game. This is what the Republicans do. So first thing, how many people you know would be affected by the estate tax? How many people you know complain about estate tax? Well, how many? I don't know anybody that ever complained about an estate tax because I don't really know anybody who's in that category to be complaining about estate or even knows what an estate tax is. For the GOP Republicans quietly repeal, make an attempt to repeal the estate tax. Now, the estate tax is the tax on the transfer of the estate of a deceased person. In case you don't know, for example, estate tax. The estate tax in the United States is a tax on the transfer of the estate of a deceased person. Now, the tax applies to property that is transferred via a will or according to state laws of emphasis. Now, how many people do you know who receive property or money from somebody who died? I don't know anybody who ever received left anything from their predecessors, the generation prior to that. Yeah, I don't know anybody who had to go to the reading of the will and find out how much money they got or how much property they got. So this is the rich. and the well-to-do. That's what this is about. This estate tax that the GOP is repealing. So first is the estate tax, which means if somebody dies, there'll be no tax on what they receive. Now, the spirit of that, I can kind of, because if I was left something, I wouldn't want the government to be taking a part of it, something that, taking a part of something that somebody left for me. So, but the reason for this, you know, it's for the rich. It's for the rich. So, I'm not totally against it. I can kind of see it, but it's a direct boost for the rich. Just like the other tax. The tax for the mega donors who can donate as much as they want and they get a tax exemption on what they donate. So it's like open the floodgates for the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, and some of the other multi-billionaire donors on the Koch fringe Republican side. So this is what they do. Now, Loretta Lynch is still sitting there. 100, the longest wait for a attorney general nominee in the history of the United States of America. Now, see, it's around about the same time that Loretta Lynch was being nominated to be the attorney general. You know, the president's other nominee for the Defense Department, the Defense Secretary, sailed through, no problem. He's already on the job, he's doing the thing. This is about the same time that Loretta Lynch was nominated. He sailed through, no problem. But poor Loretta Lynch is still sitting here, you know, and she hasn't been voted on. They haven't brought her nomination to a vote. Like I said earlier in the program, it's not that she's not qualified, she's very qualified to be attorney general. So why didn't they use the Defense Department nominee as a hostage? Why didn't they hold him hostage rather than the old Loretta Lynch hostage? How did that happen? There's no really way to tell, but I mean, I've got some ideas. But I don't want to say it straight, I don't want to pull a race card like too many people on social media accuse me of doing. Especially on LinkedIn, where I'm hated by many, which is a good thing. I appreciate it. Thank you for your hate. And that's one of the deals. So, she's still sitting here, and she has been nominated because the Koch fringe Republicans want to push through a bill for the human trafficking bill. So the Loretta Lynch sits on the sidelines. Poor Eric Holder still being held hostage. Can't leave the job, or he won't leave the job, rather, until he's promised to stay on until Loretta Lynch is confirmed. But now, they hate Eric Holder, Republicans. Hate him with a passion. Because he addresses some of the issues that would never have been addressed. Police brutality, some of the other stuff that goes down. This stuff would have never been addressed. It had not been for Eric Holder. And I'm not that happy with Eric Holder's performance either. I think he should have been a little more aggressive. And if the burden, let's say in the case of police brutality or in violation of someone's civil rights, if the burden of proof is so difficult for, you know, that the government, and it seems like the government can never meet the burden. Because, in Ferguson, rights weren't violated. I mean, come on. Who cares? And the first thing that the Coop friends would come up with, oh, well, he stole a cigar from the store. But the police officer, Darren Wilson, didn't know that. He had no idea that had happened. And still, when you get murdered, for a cigar. Death penalty? The death penalty case? The shoplifting? What it amounted to? So the burden of proof is on the government to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person's intent was to violate someone's civil rights. Now, how do you know? That's the same thing as if, let's say, for example, the police say, I was in fear of my life. Now, how do you determine that? Unless there's a video like there was in the case of Walt Scott. How do you determine that? So how do you determine a person's intent? And the burden of proof is so heavy on the prosecution in regards to the violation of civil rights, it's nearly impossible it's nearly impossible. It's nearly impossible for the prosecution to convict someone of violating another person's civil rights, especially somebody in a law enforcement capacity. It makes it even harder because the water is muddy in regards to how much power the police have to stop someone. So this is kind of ridiculous, and I think that Eric Holder should have worked to change that. He should have worked to change the burden of proof so there wouldn't be so much that the government had to do in order to prosecute someone for violating another person's civil rights. And he didn't do that. Well, he didn't work toward doing that. And I was very disappointed about. Regards to Eric Holder. And I think he should have been a little more aggressive because we're not going to get a whole lot of opportunities to address these things. If the GOP wins next year, get it. Civil rights are going to go right out the window because they have no interest in protecting an African black person's civil rights. They still, many of them still feel like you don't have any. Some of these, Mitch McConnell, some of these guys came from that era. Many of them, McCain. Many of these old senators came from that era. They've been senators for 30 and 40 years. So they came from that. Orrin Hatch, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, 38 years in Congress. McCain, 32 years. McConnell, 30 years. Grassley, Senator Grassley, 34 years. These people have been around for a long time. 36 years. They've been around, for a long time. And Shelby is 80, McCain is 78, so they came from that time. And Jim Crow and all that stuff. They came from that, Orrin Hatch. They 80 years old. So they were alive before the civil rights era. They were around. So they came from that. So how are we going to get them to try to help out? Anyway, we're gonna break out of here. It's got a few seconds left. Thank you everybody for joining me this morning. We'll see you back here next Sunday morning for another edition of the Rock Out Show. So until everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be well, and we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. Thank you so much, and I will.